Sunday Strut.
Before I start, I want to tell you about a listener's website that he has. It's called Thick Thigh Tribe. And I just love this because it's really badass, cool clothes for thicker women. And they're sexy. So, like, one of the things that they have are thigh-high socks. So, and they're plus size. So, from heel to top length, it's about 35 inches. And the stretch length is up to 42 inches. So if you're bigger and the stretch width is like almost 40 inches long, and they look really cool, and they come in all different sizes and colors and all that kind of good stuff. They're so cheap. And by the way, you can get them in solid and striped. They've got hoodies, t-shirts, loungewear, booty shorts, just about anything you can imagine. So guys, if you have a thicker woman, this is the place to go and shop for some cool clothes for her. And ladies, if you're on the thicker side, and I say that with all due respect and love, and you know he does too, but if you are a thick lady, this is a great place to go to get some really cool clothes, sexy clothes, for on the cheap. thickthightribe.com. again, that's thickthightribe.com. All right, it's Sunday Stripped. Hello, my name is Kramer. Sunday Stripped, a specialty show broadcasted all over America, featuring the biggest and best names in rock doing their biggest songs acoustically. You know, man, I get really tired of doing these shows where we lose somebody from the music world because of addiction. And it seems like every other show, we're talking about, you know, the person and doing a tribute to them. Steve from Smash Mouth, whom I was very close to, died this week. Steve and I go way back, and I'll talk about him some, but we're going to do some Smash Mouth. It's been a rough week for me. Chad Kroeger names the one band they never want to play after because they sound so good, and I love this band. And I'll get to that singer's reaction to what Chad Kroeger said, and of course I'll jam some of their music. Skillet, a Christian band. It's amazing people still don't know that. John Cooper gives us his opinion on, of all things, cussing. Ooh, cussing. The Killers explain how they wrote their biggest song. Let's do this. Let's crank it up and do some Breaking Benjamin.
Sunday Stripped.
Yeah. Hey, Northeast Alabama.
Hey, Northeast Alabama.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Stripped. Rock 105.9 rocks.
You look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. I said you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need money when you look like that, do you, honey? Big black boots, long brown hair. She is so sweet with her. I can see you home with me. You were with another man, yeah. I know we ain't got much to say before I let you get away. I said, are you gonna be my girl? Tell my hand to come with me because you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. I said you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need money with a face like that. Big black boots, long brown hair. She is so sweet. Well, her. I can see you home with me, that you were with another man, yeah. I know we ain't got much to say before I let you get away, yeah. I said, are you gonna be my girl?
Stripped acoustic rock that rocks. What's up? My name is Kramer. You can find more at sundaystripped.com. Jet, great band, underrated band. They are from Australia. However, in my opinion, they pale in comparison to the best band that ever came from Australia, and that would be Silverchair. All right, this is really hard for me to talk about. I think it was like 1999 or so, and I had to go to a radio company party. Our company owned a bunch of different radio stations, and it was this party was for our mix station, and we all had to dress up, and clients were there, and it was stuffy. I was bored out of my mind, and this big boisterous dude was flirting with a bartender, and I just thought it was hilarious because I sat there and I watched the whole thing. And he got shot down in flames. So he and I wound up doing shots together and taking over the whole damn party. I had no clue who he was. We just, like, instantly became friends because we were so stupid. So towards the end of the night, they welcome Smash Mouth to the stage. And I look up, and there's Steve, my guy, Steve. And I'm like, I didn't know that's who that was. So we'd been drinking for about 3 hours. And so the song they played, they only played one. It was All Star. So from that moment on, we were really good friends. And I flew out to San Jose tons of times, probably 10 times over the years to hang out with him. 15 years ago this month, I got sober. And he was one of the only people that still drank that I actually took their calls and was in contact with because I loved him. But I had to cut a lot of people off. That is a very, very dangerous thing to go down. And by cutting people off, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I'd be completely sober. It'd be 3 o'clock in the morning and he would call. And I would talk to him. And mainly I would talk to him just so I could somehow, in some fashion, say, hey, you know, this is becoming a problem. But, you know, there was no telling him that. And I loved him, and he will be missed by many. I could do 2 hours of stories on Steve. In honor of him, here's a double shot from Smash Mouth.
Unplugged and stripped. Sunday Stripped.
Has been revoked. The bone is broke. Got so choke up and foe. Guess all the clothes I miss. So is a galley form. Now God like hocus pocus. So don't sit back, kick back and watch the world get bush rag news and tell your neighborhood is under attack. Put away the crack before the crack put you away. You need to be there when your baby's old enough to relay. Hey, hey.
So don't delay. Act now. Supplies are run.
Bye. So according to his manager, the singer and co-founder of the hit band Smash Mouth died peacefully at his home, surrounded by family and friends. Sporting his Hallmark shades and a booming voice, Steve Harwell led Smash Mouth to multiple Billboard Hot 100 hits during the 1990s and early 2000s.
Hey now, you're an all-star.
With hits like All Star and Walking on the Sun.
Might as well be walking on the sun.
Smash Mouth delivered a list of earworms that became the soundtrack for a generation. On Monday, the band announced that their famous frontman, Steve Harwell, died at 56 from acute liver failure after many health issues. The band's manager telling NBC News, Steve Harwell was a true American original, adding, quote, his only tools were his irrepressible charm and charisma, his fearlessly reckless ambition, and his king-size cojones. Steve lived a 100% full-throttle life.
Well, the hits start coming and they don't stop coming.
Their biggest hit, All Star, went to number 4 on Billboard's Hot 100 Singles chart and earned them a Grammy nomination. Multiple songs were featured in movies throughout the late 90s and early 2000s, including 10 Things I Hate About You.
And then I saw her face. I'm a believer.
And 2001 Shrek. Tributes for the singer pouring in on social media, and our own Carson writing in part, quote, he brought joy to millions with his music and his legacy will thankfully live on. Back in 2016, the band appeared for today's 90s throwback-themed Halloween. Harwell crediting Carson for helping with their start.
He got hired to MTV and then he drug us with him.
Harwell retired from the band 2 years ago after appearing disoriented at a concert. At the time, Harwell responding, quote, I've tried so hard to power through my physical and mental health issues and to play in front of you one last time, but I just wasn't able to.
The only show of its kind. Anywhere. Sunday Stripped with Kramer. Kramer.
Why can't we be friends? Why all the wonderful fans out there.
We be friends. We be friends. Why can't we be friends?
Peace.
Sunday Stripped, acoustic rock that rocks. You know, there are a few bands I was really late on, and I'm sure you have some of those too, where, you know, you wake up one day and like, oh, the Foo Fighters. You know, it just kind of happens. I was late on the Killers. Now, they formed in 2001. Their biggest song was When You Were Young, which is a super great song. Here's the band talking about writing that song.
There were some chords that were floating around from months before.
A lot of ideas are created off just a chord progression that you try and do something with, and it evolves from there.
That one was almost accidental. Towards the end of a practice, like towards the end of the night,
Mark was playing around with a bass line.
He was messing around with these three chords. I was like, oh, go add these two and then go back to it. It was those first three chords that were just, you know, awakened us.
You know, it's amazing to hear how many bands write brilliant music from some flippant, weird, stupid, trite idea. And it just kind of comes together in 5 minutes based on something like they mentioned. So let's do the Killers.
Sunday Stripped.
Oh, hell yeah.
With Kramer.
You sit there in your heartache, waiting on some beautiful boy to save you from your old ways. You play forgiveness, watching now, watching go. He doesn't look a thing like Jesus, but he talks like a gentleman, like you imagined when you were young. Can we climb this mountain? I don't know. Higher now than ever before. I know we can make it if we take it slow. Take it easy, watch it come, watch it go. We're burning down the highway skyline on the back of a hurricane, like you imagined when you were young. And sometimes you close your eyes and see the place where you used to live when you were young. They said the devil's water, it ain't so sweet. You don't have to drink right now, but you can dip your feet every once in a little while. You sit there in your heartache, waiting on some beautiful boy to save you from your old ways. Let's take it easy, watch it now, watch it go. We're burning down the highway skyline on the back of a hurricane, like you imagined when you were young.
Music that means something.
You're probably all sick of it by now. It's called Hail to the King.
This is Sunday Bloody Sunday.
This is killing me slowly.
I'm going to do a song from an album called Euphoria Morning, and the song is called Can't Change Me.
Hi, we're Evanescence, and this is Going Unknown.
Hey, we're Dirty Honey, and this is our first single, When I'm Gone.
This song's called I Write Sins, Not Tragedies. It goes like this.
Acoustic rock that rocks. Sunday Strip.
Sunday Stripped, it's Kramer. I'm about to crank up the show, but first, I want to tell you about something so cool. If you do a podcast centered around fantasy football, imagine how cool it would be to have a personalized news person to give you an update specific to your league every single week during the entire season. My boy Anton does this. He'll create three or more stories around matchup results, rumors, anything entertaining that's happening, you know, during the week. He'll give the league players superlative data, you know, like best players at their positions, the blowout of the week, etc. He'll give data based on analytics of top trending teams and lower trending teams, and he'll power rank the top 10 teams based on matchup results and other analytics. The dude takes it seriously. So if you're looking to take your fantasy football league podcast to the next level, this is the way to do it. You essentially have another cast member, and everything he talks about is centered around your personal league. I highly recommend you take him up on it. Text the words "Let's Go" to 832-280-7125, and you can send an email at fourth, the letter N, 1FF at gmail.com. I'll put all his information up at sundaystripped.com.
Are you ready for some football?
We're ready for some football, baby.
Sunday Stripped, acoustic rock that rocks. I'm so happy you're here. Thank you very kindly. Past shows, you can hear them at sundaystripped.com. Gonna start the second segment off with some Asking Alexandria. In the grand scheme of things, they're kind of a newer band. And nowadays, that means you start out at like 05 or 06. And they just released a new album called Where Do We Go From Here? I think it was like 2 weeks ago. They have a top five hit out right now called Psycho. I love this song from them. It's Alone in a Room, Asking Alexandria.
Sunday Stripped.
Sunday Stripped.
Heard on awesome rock stations like Rock 92.7 and Corpus Christi, Texas. Hey, Corpus, you rock.
I've been away a little while. Sometimes I just can't help myself. My mind's running wild. I seem to lose grip on reality, and I try to disregard the crazy things the voices tell me to do. But it's no use. I try to own it, write songs about it. Believe me, I've tried. In the end, I needed to breathe, find inspiration, some kind of purpose, to take a second to face what makes me me. All I needed was the last thing I wanted, to sit alone in a room and say it all out loud. Every moment, every second, every trespass, every awful thing, every broken dream. A couple years back and forth with myself in a cage, banging my head against the walls, trying to put words on a page. All I needed was the last thing I wanted, to sit alone in a room, alone in a room. Seen the world a couple times, trying to cure the ache with absence, but the hole's still a hole, and my mind keeps playing tricks on me. Feeling old every day, took everything I had to not crash and burn, but I'm starting to learn. Sometimes I fall down, sometimes I lose hope. Those days will be few if I keep my feet on the ground. I might be lonely, but I'm alone here, so I keep pushing the limits of what makes me me. say it all out loud. Every moment, every second, every trespass, every awful thing, every broken dream. A couple years back and forth with myself in a cage, banging my head against the wall, trying to put words on a page. All I needed was the last thing I wanted, to sit alone in a room, alone in a room, alone in a room. 'Cause I can't can be better than I am. All I needed was the last thing I wanted, to sit alone in a room and say it all out loud. Every moment, every second, every trespass, every awful thing, every broken dream. A couple years back and forth with myself in a cage, banging my head against the wall, trying to put words on a page. All I needed was the last thing I wanted, to sit alone in a room, alone.
Some of you were probably conceived to this next song in the backseat of a Corolla. Ew. Sunday Stripped with Kramer.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. Ooh, what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. Something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Sunday Stripped, acoustic rock that rocks. Hello, it's Kramer. Today's the 24th Sunday Stripped show that I've done, and I have desperately tried not to play play that song by Green Day, but it was time. You know, I adore Seven Dust. They're probably the band I've seen the most live over the years. I have never seen a bad Seven Dust show. They have a big radio hit right now with a great song called Everything. LeJohn, the lead singer, he did an interview recently, and they played him a video of Chad Kroeger. And they asked Chad Kroeger, what band do you guys fear coming on after? And his answer was Seven Dust. So they interviewed LeJohn about his thoughts on what he heard, and here's what he had to say.
You don't ever, ever, ever want to go after Seven Dust, because they will kick your ass and wipe you all over that stage. They are a force to be reckoned with, and it is like goosebump worthy. There is so much power coming off that stage. It is incredible. They're a juggernaut.
Yes. Have you seen this?
I love it, and I have not been able to have time to get in touch with him about that. Chad is a good friend of mine. I love him. And what I would like to say, if he could see this or you could make sure he sees it, take us out on tour. I've been talking to you about this for the last 10 years. All right, I'm sorry. I just got a little hot about it.
My man.
Unplugged and stripped. Sunday Strip.
Voices cool, they say I'm different, but I'm not the same. You say you want to be like me. Oh boy, let me tell you. Say the devil lives in my soul. I promise not to let him take control.
an acoustic rock show with some balls. This is Sunday Strip.
Sunday Strip.
But I'm not quite sure what that means. And when she walks, all the wind blows and the angels sing. She doesn't notice me. She's watching wrestling,
screaming over tough guys,
listening to rap metal,
turntables in her eyes.
It's like a bad movie. She's looking through me. If you were me, then you'd be screaming, someone shoot me. As I fell miserably, trying to get the girl all the bad guys want. She's the girl all the bad guys want. She likes the Godsmack and I like Agent Orange. Her CD changes full of singers that are mad at their dad. She said she'd like to score some reefer and a 40. She'll never know that I'm the best that she'll never have. And when she walks, all the wind blows and the angels sing. She'll never notice me. Watching wrestling,
screaming over tough guys,
listening to rap metal,
turntables in her eyes.
She likes them with a mustache,
racetrack season pass,
driving in a Trans Am.
Does them all that make a man.
It's like a bad movie. She's looking through me. If you were me, then you'd be screaming, someone shoot me. On and dreadlocks in her hair. She broke my heart. I want to be sedated. All I wanted was to see her naked. Now I'm watching wrestling, trying to be a tough guy, listening to rap metal, turntables in my eyes. I can't grow a mustache, I ain't got no season pass. All I got's a moped. It's like a bad movie.
Sunday Stripped, acoustic rock that rocks. There you go. Boys from my town, Dallas, Bowling for Soup. Jared, lead singer, an old friend of mine, and I haven't talked to him in years, but I reached out to him like 3 days ago on Facebook, and he wrote back, and he was not very pleasant. He's been going through some depression or anxiety issues over the last several years. They're still touring. They're out on tour now. He's also doing solo country stuff, believe it or not. Okay. Up to Skillet, a Christian band, great band. Here's the lead singer, John Cooper, talking about how he feels about people cussing around him.
As you said, I think you put it, you can't control someone else.
Right.
It's your life, you know, and I try to live like that with everything, you know, I always want people to feel my friends, people I work with, like a lot of my crew that works for Skillet, don't believe what I believe. A lot of them are polar opposite from what I believe in my life. But we all got to live in the world together. And I very much like, hey, if you're not hurting someone else, my family, whatever, then you can talk however you want to talk, you know.
Yeah.
And that doesn't doesn't really, it doesn't offend me. Doesn't, yeah. A lot of times I don't even notice it because, as you said, it's the music business, and it's just around, you know.
Exactly.
Heard on badass rock stations like Rock 106 in Savannah. Hey, Savannah, you rock. Sunday Stripped.
Sunday Stripped.
You see, I keep a cage, but I can't control it. So stay away from me, the beast is ugly. I feel the rage and I just can't hold it. It's scratching on the walls, in the closet, in the halls. It comes awake and I can't control it. Hiding under the bed, in my body, in my head. Why won't somebody come and save me from this? They get in, I feel it deep within. Just beneath the skin, I must confess that I feel like a monster. I hate what I've become, the nightmare's just begun. I must confess that I feel like a monster. I feel like a monster. I feel like a monster. The secret side I keep, hid under lock and key. But I can't control it. Cause if I let him out, then he'll break me down. Why will somebody come and save me from this baking in? I feel it deep within. He's just beneath the skin. I must confess that I feel like a monster. I hate what I've become. The nightmare's just begun. Just beneath the skin, I must confess that I feel like a monster. I hate what I've become. The nightmare's just begun. I must confess that I feel like a monster. I must confess that I feel like a monster. I hate what I've become. The nightmare's just begun. I feel like a monster. I feel like a monster.
Sunday Stripped Acoustic Rock, that rocks. It's Kramer. We got to go. I want to tell you something. First of all, I'm so super proud of this show. And we get so many compliments on the music. And it just makes me so happy. I also want to talk about something else real quick. And I don't want to be preachy. But we talked about Steve from Smash Mouth, who died of acute liver failure because of drinking and alcoholism over the years. And I talked about how this month, just the other day, I celebrated my 15th year of being sober. We have too many people that are dying from addiction. We just, and I know that's cliche to say, but I mean, my God, I mean, every other show, I have to talk about somebody that we know and love in the music industry that's died because of addiction. If you know someone that's going through it, do everything you possibly can. It's so easy to get caught up into, you know, because like in your 20s and 30s, you feel invincible. You're out drinking, partying, doing drugs, whatever. And then it catches up with you quickly, man. Quickly. All right. I've said my piece. I love you all. I truly do. And I'll see you next weekend.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on. Get paid.
Steve Harwell, lead singer and founder of Smash Mouth, has died. He was 56 years old. The band confirmed the news Monday, sharing a photo of Steve to social media, calling him a true American original and a larger-than-life character who shot up into the sky like a Roman candle. adding Steve will be remembered for his unwavering focus and impassioned determination to reach the heights of pop stardom.
Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb.
The tribute ended, quote, "Rest in peace, knowing you aimed for the stars and magically hit your target." According to his rep, Steve died early Monday morning at his home in Idaho while receiving at-home hospice care. This comes following reports he was in liver failure, though an official cause of death has not yet been released.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
Steve's most known for Smash Mouth's 1999 track All Star.
So much to do, so much to see, so what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow.
The song became a mega hit after being featured on the Shrek soundtrack.
She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. The years start coming and they don't stop coming.
The band made a huge impact in early 2000s music, selling over 10 million albums worldwide and scoring two number one singles, All Star, of course, and the second, another bop from Shrek, a cover of I'm a Believer.
And then I saw her face, I'm a believer, not a trace of doubt in my mind.
Steve retired from Smash Mouth in 2021, with vocalist Zach Good stepping in as lead singer.